attention, please? Thank you. We're going to go ahead and start our regular school board meeting. I'm going to call to order the meeting tonight for Liberty County School Board. Let the record show that all five board members are present. We're going to open with prayer and pledge. Mr. Petty will lead us in prayer, and Mr. Reddick will lead us in the pledge.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for the opportunity to come out tonight and take care of school business. God, we thank you, Lord, for all the parents and kids that are here tonight. As we recognize them, Father, they truly are the reason we're here. So, God, I pray that you bless them and all of their endeavors and help us, Lord, to have great discernment, Lord, in how to, Lord, make decisions that do what's in their best interest each and every day. Pray for our staff here. Pray for all our teachers and the families in this county. Lord, we thank you, God, for each and every one of them. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have some recognition tonight. The first that we're going to recognize is for the perfect scores on the FSA. Who's going to be able to present
that? Ms. Laura's going to come up and recognize Toler, and then Ms. Jessie will recognize Hosford. This is a special night because we get to honor not only our academic achievement, but our athletic achievement as well. And you got to have both of them to have a good school.
W.R. Toler would like to recognize Alex Hosey as our first. Josie, I'm sorry. I'm nervous. I don't like standing up here in front of everybody. Alex earned a perfect score of 360 on the 2016 FSA math for third grade. To earn that score, Alex correctly answered all 54 questions on his math assessment. This includes correctly answering 26 out of 26 algebraic thinking and base 10 items, 9 out of 9 fraction items, and 19 out of 19 measurement data and geometry items.
Congratulations.
The next two I'm going to do together. Miss Sienna Dillmore, if you will come up, and Miss Lizzie Kern. Both of these girls earned a perfect score of 376 on the 2016 FSA math for fourth grade. In order to earn their perfect scores, Sienna and Lizzie correctly answered all 55 math questions without a single error. Their test was made up of 11 algebraic thinking items, 12 numbers and operations and base 10 items, 14 numbers and operations for fraction items, 18 measurement, data, and geometry items. Quite the accomplishment.
Yes.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Sienna.
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 Get your picture, sweetie.
Can you stay right there, buddy? Yeah, they'll just wait and we'll
get all of them.
Angeline Hosford School would like to recognize Angeline Geiger for having a perfect score on the fourth grade FSA math. Riley Red, she is sick, and she had a perfect score on the FSA fifth grade science, but they're having a little bit of some stomach issues there. Olivia Stademeyer, I don't think she's. She is okay. I didn't see you, baby. I'm sorry. She had two perfect scores. She had a perfect score on the FSA science and the FSA ELA. So we need to give her a big hand. And Sarah Catherine Brown, she had a perfect score on the ELA.
Can we have the board members stand up behind the
All right. Yeah, I got everybody. Okay. One, two, three. I'll do one more. One, two, three.
Okay. Congratulations. All right. Next, we're going to recognize our Hosford Middle School volleyball team.
Neil Grantham, coach. I'm sure you had a lot of help. Neil and Jesse, you going to come up too?
Yes, I'm on time for Mr.
I'm good.
Neil.
Okay, yeah, Neil's giving me the kind of look. All right.
This year, our girls' middle school volleyball team did not lose one game. Thanks to their great efforts of their coaches, Coach Neil and Coach Kayla. They did fantastic. I am super excited to see what these girls are going to do at the high school level. I mean, I was just like, oh my God. I mean, I was really excited every time I went and watched them play. They won the middle school conference championship, which has not been done, I think we said at least in 6 years. Calhoun County had, Luntstown Middle School had it for 5 years in a row. So this year, our girls came out on top. They did fantastic, and I want to congratulate them. And girls, y'all come on up the bridge.
I need to toss in the back, and then some of you come in the only here at the front. Thank y'all.
Okay,
and
Kobe. We'll give you time. Yeah, Neil. There she is. Get there.
Some of these girls are taller than
me. I got you. Okay. One, two, three.
Go Panthers.
One more. One, two, three.
Right. Congratulations, lady. Right there. Oh, there's, we still got pictures going.
I will say one thing about them, the eighth graders, the last 2 years they've came in second, and then this year they won it all. So our motto, I guess, our quote, what was it, girls? If you have to be the best, you have to beat the best. So that was our saying, and they did. So, all year.
Good job, girls. Good recognition, wasn't it? Yeah. One of them girls look kind of like Kyle.
Maybe she'd grow out of it.
Thank y'all.
Good job. Thank you.
She's like,
see y'all later, baby.
Surprised you didn't say
yes.
I do what you mean.
Yes.
So you go, don't.
Watch our crowd there.
Okay, at this time we're going to go ahead and continue with the meeting. Now it's time for public comment. Do we have any public comment tonight for our meeting? Ms. Jordan Walquist, please come on up.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For those of you who may not know, my name is Jordan Walquist. I am a parent of a very special child. Her name is Gray. She has some very extraordinary abilities. She has the ability to love unconditionally. She has the ability to see people and to see their hearts and to look past every physical and other obstacle that a person may have. She does not have one ability, though, and that is the ability to speak. And luckily, I'm blessed to be her mom, and so I'm her voice. She has no ability to speak, no ability to tell how she feels, what she thinks, but she does have the ability to learn. And I will be her voice. I have resigned my position with the Liberty County School District as a speech-language pathologist so that I can fully devote my efforts to her behalf, because as a mom, I take my role as being her voice extremely seriously, and she will have exactly what she needs to be able to be a member of this community, to stay here in this district where she belongs, where her family resides, and where she will continue to reside. And I will be here at each meeting to make sure that her needs are being met and that all of the children who do not have a voice will have their needs met. And I appreciate the opportunity that I'll have to work with each of you. I look forward to it, and I welcome any questions or concerns that you have. I welcome any questions that you have specifically about my child or any other child. And like I said, I will be here, and I will be present, and I will be a voice not only for my child, but for all children who do not have a voice. Thank you.
Thank you, Jordan. Do we have anybody else that would like to address the board? Yes, sir. Come on up.
My name is Travis Wade. I'm a resident of Bristol, and I've got 2 daughters in the school system. I got a senior and an eighth grader. It was recently brought to my attention by my eighth grader that her name was included on a list that was referred to as a kill list. Had 26 names, which included students and other people. This was a couple of weeks ago. I also understand through talking to different people that there was no protocol on how to handle a situation like this. So I had concerns with the way it was actually handled, and I think that now that it's out there that people know that it's happening, it needs to a protocol needs to be addressed. And what happened was the list was shown, my daughter's name was on the list. It was on a cell phone. She was shown the list and told that she was on the list. She told me, and then she talked to she told staff members at the high school or the elementary school first, middle school, and they told her to not say anything to anybody about it, except her dad. So she came home and told me about it. I started making phone calls to see what's going on. Find out that the little girl that wrote the list was removed from the school for 3 days, and she was brought back to the school and put in class with my daughter again after she threatened to kill her. And there were some other bullying incidents before that along the way. After the child was brought back, I started asking if other parents knew that their children's names were on the list. The school failed to notify other parents who had children on the list, which was pretty concerning. Then I found out that the school didn't notify the teachers of the eighth grade students whose had the child in the class and the children whose names are on the list in the class. And I have a big problem with that. You're putting the staff members at risk. You're putting the students at risk. You're putting everybody in that school system that's in that building at risk. If there's a 99% chance that this little girl wasn't going to do anything, but there's a 1% chance she could hurt my child. You don't take that risk with my child, and that was my, that's my concern with that. Once I talked to the parents, I got my daughter to tell me all the names that she remembered that were on the list. I contacted the parents. Parents start making phone calls. Then the child was removed. The next day, the child was removed from class, and I understand that she was relocated to the Liberty Learning Center. Yeah. To this day, I don't think the parents whose children's names are on that list have been notified by the school. I had one parent that didn't call anybody, and I asked them not to call anybody so that I would know if they were notified by the school their daughter was on the list. And as far as I know, today they weren't even notified yet, and that's been 3 or 4 weeks ago. So I was told there was an investigation by the sheriff's department, I think, but I haven't heard anything about the investigation. I don't know what happened with that, if it's over. I'm curious to know what stage the investigation's in, because my daughter's name was the first one on the list. She hasn't been contacted by an investigator. Nobody's spoken to her. And I would assume that it'd be important to know whether or not she had a history with this little girl, you know.
Mr. Wade, I'm sorry, the 3-minute time limit that we have for public comment is okay. Over. If you would like to come back and discuss that at our next meeting, we do have one coming up.
That's fine.
If there's more that you need to
that was it.
Inform us.
That
okay.
Was it.
Thank you for your information and coming to address us.
Ms. Wade, I think the incident with your daughter and other kids has brought this to the light. And I think we're going to try to tweak some stuff on it since you brought it to the light. This day and time, you don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm like you. That should be a zero tolerance.
That's part of
this meeting, by the way. Okay, number 9, do we have any other public comment? I'm sorry. Yes, Amanda, would you like to come up? Sorry.
I wasn't planning on doing this, but... In response to Jordan's comments, we've worked very close together for several years, shared a classroom together on a day-to-day basis. She has gone above and beyond the duties of a speech therapist. She has not only been a voice for her own child, like she said, but a voice for every student at Toller. She is a fighter. Toller's taken a huge blow by losing her. Her shoes cannot be filled. Cannot. We will not find a speech therapist that will take on her caseload, that will take on the duties that she has been doing. If we do, it's a miracle. I want to thank her for all the work that she has done, for all the kids have told her. She will be greatly missed. And we are in a bit of a panic of what we're going to do without her. But we'll make it, maybe. She's taught me a lot of lessons. I dove into ESC several years ago and went in head first. She's been my person to go to. And like I said, she's gone above and beyond her duties for every child at Toller. And she will be missed. And like I said, I don't see her shoes being filled. Thank you.
Thank you, Amanda. Do we have anybody else that would like to address the board?
I'd like to respond to that, Madam Chair. Jordan and I have talked numerous times on the telephone. We've never sat down and had a meeting. I like eating meetings. Maybe that's the Baptist in me. I like to sit down and eat a chicken leg or something and talk. I will vouch for that as well. I would ask you to reconsider. I hope you don't feel the need to have that these things have to be mutually exclusive. Where I have my job, then I cannot be the voice because I think you've been the voice and had the job. I don't see those things being mutually exclusive at all. I would ask you to reconsider. I don't know when your resignation is official. I didn't know that till you walked in tonight. But we need you, and the reality is these jobs, for example. what you do. I know that you can go out in the private sector and probably make two or three times the amount that you make in the school system. That is just clear. That's why it's hard to find. That's what Amanda's saying. It's hard to find those kind of people that can come in and do that job from here that, you know, has a vested interest in this community. I would ask you humbly and respectfully that you would reconsider. And I think you can be both. I think you've been both. I think you've demonstrated that. You've called me on numerous occasions, and we've talked when you've had concerns. At the end of the day, I hope that our district, and I believe I can speak for everybody up here, including our district staff, I hope that we're not so prideful or so one-sided or pig-headed enough that we don't listen to both. At times, you know, I've had to be somebody to tell me something, I didn't want to hear it, but after I thought about it, they were right. And so everybody can improve, all of us, including me and all these board members and superintendent and the staff up here. I'm probably speaking out of turn, but I'm speaking as a parent, okay? We need to hear, and these kids need to hear. So I'd humbly ask you and your family to pray about it and hopefully reconsider that, if that's a possibility at this point. I don't know where you're at in that process, but we don't need to lose people like you, you know? We just don't. And so it concerns me when we have good people leaving for reasons that I think are, you know, I wish, that's why we got to stay in here. I think you'd be both. So that's my point. I'd
love to speak to that. I'm sure there's a rule about an additional 3 minutes. So I'll come next time, and I'd love to address the reasons why I don't feel that's a possibility.
And I respect your decision at the end of the day. Your family's decision. That's my heart.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Do you have a timeline on your resignation?
30 days.
That's on the agenda. Ms. Wallace.
I'm probably going to get in trouble by Jordan, but hopefully not by anybody else up here, but I couldn't sit back either after what Kyle said. As many of you know, our family's been blessed, and I want to capitalize blessed by the addition of three special, special spirits in our home. And if you have never had that opportunity, you don't know what you're missing. Mr. Summers and I have had many discussions about what those things bring into your home and the lessons that we've been able to learn by having them in there. That being said, I think, to quote something that maybe Kyle may say, I think it's time to have a come to Jesus meeting for the state of the ESC services in Liberty County. Miss Lewis has tried to keep it together for many years and has done an adequate job. Shalay and I have helped her the best we could in assisting her to do that, along with many other people at the school level. But it has grown to a capacity now that we are no longer able to keep up without the dedication of a person in charge of just ESC and no other thing. We desperately need an ESC director. I feel like had we had an ESC director on staff, Jordan's resignation would have never come this far. Many of you don't know that Jordan has over 100 people on her caseload at Toller School. I brought that to Ms. Lewis's attention at the beginning of the school year when Shalay and I found it when we were running reports to know that who we run reports every year to see who's doing what and where all our kids are at. The other speech therapist has 66. The other speech therapist in the district gets paid $65 an hour. Jordan gets paid $55 an hour. Jordan has the most intense needs of students on her caseload. We have at least, I think, five that are nonverbal at Toller School that require extensive needs in learning to communicate. And if they cannot communicate and tell you that they hurt or they're hungry or somebody has hurt them, then we have done nothing as a school district to help them. We are going to have a great loss. As a parent of one of those children, and two of those, at least another one who's a grandchild, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be here telling you, you're going to have to find somebody to fill her shoes. Because I'm not going to accept the fact that you don't have anybody who can help my child speak and help my child communicate. It's the law. We're required to do it. We're going to do it. I feel like, as a family, our family has been chosen by God to pioneer the way for those who are going to come behind us. We have the ability. We somewhat have the smarts. We certainly have the talent. But I think that is our job. That's why we've been put here on earth and why we've been given these very special children. Because there are so many out there at all of our schools who don't have parental support, or the parents don't know how to say, or they're too afraid to come say, or the teachers are too afraid to come say. But I'm not going to live in fear anymore. And we've got to do something different. I want to thank Ms. Lewis and everybody else who's done everything we could possibly do. We've done a lot this year to support our kids, but we're going to have to do more. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Arnett. Thank y'all for coming.
I'd like to respond to something. Johnette, when I heard about Jordan today, Mr. Davis told me he'll met, and I think you're right. We do have to step up to the plate. This is just big. ESE is, it's just something so big, like me and Mr. Summers talking today. We're going to have to step up, because our job as board superintendent to provide the best what we can for these students, all students. And we're going to have to make some changes in that area to do that.
Yes, this has been a big thing for a while, and it's only getting bigger. We got to do what we got to do, and it would be great for everybody to work together and see the need and why we're actually here and what we're doing this for. Is it's for children that they don't have. Mm-hmm. Not everybody has a Jordan as a mama, and I can tell you, my brother's a speech-language pathologist. He's in education. I see the kids he works with. I've been to the university he teaches at and where these elderly and the kids come in and do all this stuff. And what they do is way beyond what we could ever imagine. And what it does for these kids is magical, basically. It's something that God allows somebody to be. Not everybody can do what Jordan does. And I've seen that firsthand just through what my brother does every day. And so I have a personal, I kind of can see and understand some of that, because not everybody can do that. And it takes a very special person. So I know you have 30 days, but if you would reconsider, we would greatly appreciate it. But I don't want to put you under pressure in a public meeting. So just know you're going to be missed. If that's what you truly decide to do.
Change your mind, come see me.
Okay, do we have any other public comment anymore? Yes, ma'am.
I just couldn't continue to sit there after Donette. I guess we just have been this domino effect tonight. And my name's Donna Franklin. For those of you who do not know me, most of you probably do know Braden. Recently, I did withdraw Braden and Kaylin, both from Toller, and they're being homeschooled now. Braden has Down syndrome. And Ms. Lewis and I have struggled for years, made some progress, but unfortunately not enough that Braden could remain in the school system. But I can tell you that from the time Jordan started working with him, she has been a voice for him, and not only to help him learn to communicate verbally, but she also understands that behavior is a form of communication, and that the things that people see from Braden that they want to then label him for is from his inability to be able to express what he does understand. And she would take the time away from that huge caseload to go in and try to de-escalate him, to try to teach those that were working with him how to do that and how not to label him and not to label the child, and to actually realize that your interaction with that child can be part of that reaction that you see from the child. And I don't think you'll find anyone else who will take the time or the interest or care enough to do what I know she's done for Brighton.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to go ahead and move forward with the meeting.
Agenda item number 9, additions and corrections to the agenda. We need to add emergency items number 1 and 2, delete FC3, and we're also deleting number 11, and change the order of OA number 1 and OA number 2. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Reddick, second by Mr. Hayes. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
The correct order is on the agenda of those items.
Yes. Thank you, Ms. Mary. Number 10, I need a motion to approve the agenda with the corrections and emergency items added. Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Number 12, old business. OB number 1, motion to remove the updated 2015-16 administrative evaluation plan from the table, tabled from the October 11, 2016 regular board meeting. Do I have a motion?
Make a motion to take it off the table.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Old business number 2, approve accepting the updated 2015-16 administrative evaluation plan. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Finance consent items. FC number 1, principal's report for October 6, 2016. Can we do this as a consent?
Yes.
Do you mind? Okay. Financial statements for October 2016. FC3 was deleted. And FC4, bills and payroll for October 2016. Do I have a motion?
Motion by consent for items 1, 2, and 4.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Kiever. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Personnel action items. PA number 1, approve the recommendation to hire Sergeant Ricky Linton as the JROTC Army instructor at Liberty County High School for the 2016-17 school year, effective November 8, 2016. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion?
One quick thing, unrelated, but since it's JROTC, I was at the fair last night. Our church has a booth set up. This little girl came up with a JROTC from Taylor County. Come up to me and we got to talk and we're doing evangelism work, and we told her we're from Liberty County, and she says, y'all from Liberty County? Yep. She said, y'all have the best JROTC program. Y'all beat us all the time. All these competitions. So
that's great.
I wanted to come tell y'all tonight. That was a great
That's great. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. PA number 2, approve the recommendation to hire Deborah Clark and Nancy Miles as child care workers at the Early Learning Center for the 2016-17 school year, effective November 8, 2016. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. PA number 3, approve the recommendation to hire Troy Brady as the boys JV basketball coach at Liberty County High School for the 2016-17 school year, effective November 8, 2016. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. PA number 4, approve the recommendation to hire Taisha Austin as the girls' varsity basketball coach at Liberty County High School for the 2016-17 school year, effective November 18, 2016. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Number 14, instruction curriculum action items. IA number 1, approve the addendum to the parent and student handbook for the 2016-17 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Kiever. Do we have any discussion? I think this would be where we would maybe need to talk about the additions and corrections that we've made to that at that time that would go back to what Mr. Wade was speaking about earlier during public comment. And I do believe this is also going to go into conduction and instruction curricular item number IA number 2. Everybody should have got a handout
that shows the additions that Ms. Gay Lewis has and her team has come together with.
On page 19 of the Code of Conduct, you'll see in red there, under threats and intimidation, we've added written death threat there as well. Now, if you look back at page 19 of the actual code, you'll see the steps that are taken for any level 3 infraction are listed there, which could include law enforcement, expulsion, alternative disciplinary placement. So those are already included in those level 3 infractions.
Okay.
And then in the student handbook, hold on, let me find that. On mid to way down the page, we included death threats there because that was not on the original document. And then we included written and verbal, any grade, and we just said reference the Code of Conduct, page 19. In that respect, and then under the next section, it was added there as well.
Okay. Does anybody have any comment or question about any of that? I know that
is the psychological evaluation a given. I mean, is that going to be a standard procedure once
yes.
this is approved that they will?
We did add that
yes.
in.
And
if
who pays
that,
for that?
Well,
we already pay.
That'd be the district's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
The only comment I would make to this is I'm glad that this was added in here. I think this maybe will address some of what Mr. Wade was talking about and let you know we did not have that in here, and I'm glad that it's being put in here. But we also need to make sure that the student code of conduct, parent handbook type stuff coincides with what NEOLA, that needs to flow. And make sure that all is in line together as far as,
yes.
like, if this happens again, that the administrative staff at that school knows exactly what to do, step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, however many steps are added in that. I think that was where some frustration came in on Mr. Wade's part. And as a parent, I can tell you that would be a very scary thing to have to come home and hear about your child being threatened to be killed, especially in middle school, ever, period,
yeah.
especially in middle school level. So... I would ask that we make sure that, I do believe that this is being looked at now as something we need to fix.
What you're saying is it needs to make sure it's in the school board policy.
Correct,
as well,
because we have a lot of times people call and say, isn't it in policy that says this? And I automatically go to NEOLA.
Right.
But what we have handbooks that go home to the parents and the school has to go by, which they won't go to NEOLA policy,
right.
and we've got several areas there that need to be consistent with that. So, did you?
I just want to add what I had shared earlier in the workshops, is that NEOLA has a broad
right.
outlook on it. So they don't really get bogged down in the procedures
mm-hmm.
of the district. So that would be more along the lines of what the
procedures.
Code of Conduct and the parent handbook would then specify. It would go
exactly.
into detail.
More detail.
Step 1, step 2, step 3. If this happens, this.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to add that in there.
Yeah.
We definitely need to coordinate to make sure that it is being covered, but NEOLA is more broad.
Yes, because when we govern the policy, mm-hmm. but the procedures are more on the school level, district level,
correct.
Where y'all are the ones that go in and put that detail in that actual procedure on how to handle things.
But one thing I think we need to be mindful of, we overhauled all policies.
Yes.
And all policies trickle down to these documents.
Yes.
We need as much assistance with these documents as we do
yes.
with policies.
And that would be maybe forming another committee and sitting down and going through some of these. I mean, all of them are going to need to be done, but you can't do that all in a week.
I mean, because we tried
to
the first year, go in and find any reference to a policy and go back and change it to the correct NEOLA policy. And that in and of itself was a huge undertaking.
Yes.
But it's ongoing. Anything that gets changed trickles down.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I understand there are certain things that happen at an elementary level versus a high school level would be handled differently in different situations. So that has effect in it also. And what age groups you're talking about. I mean, you're talking about even things, something as like dress code, you know. That is going to be different for a kindergartner versus an 11th grader. Board, do we have any more discussion? Okay. Let me get back to where we were. I'm sorry. So, number one, approve the addendum to the parent and student handbook for the 2016-17 school year. Motion was made and second. Also, do we have any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. IA number two, approve the addendum to the code of conduct for the 2016-17 school year. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? This just goes back into what we were just talking about also. So it goes from the parent-student handbook to the code of conduct also. So, all right. All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Approve, I'm sorry, IA number three, approve title six. Thank you. I'm bad on wrong rules. Part B, subpart two. Oh, gosh, y'all got me on that one. Rural and Low Income Schools Program Grant for the 2016-17 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Kiever. Do we have any discussion? I'm going to get up tonight and freshen up on Roman numerals tonight. All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. IA number four, approve the Adult Education and Family Literacy Adult General Education Grant for the 2016-17 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Number 15, Operations Facilities Consent Items. OC number one, approve the Florida Safe Schools Assessment Tool, which is FSSAT, School Assessment Report for the 2015-16 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Number 16, Operations Facilities Technology Action Items. OA number one, approve the recommendation to adopt first reading of policy number 7540.01 and 7540.02. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. OA number two, approve the recommendation to advertise the first reading of policy number 7540.01 and 7540.02. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Kiever. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We're going to move on down to the emergency items, which is number 20, EI number one, accept the resignation from Becky Dykes, custodian at the district office, effective November 6, 2016. Do I have a motion?
November 2nd.
Did I say that? I'm sorry. I'll reread that. Let me reread that. Accept the resignation from Becky Dykes, custodian at the district office, effective November 2nd, 2016. Do I have a motion? Motion by Mr. Kiever. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Emergency item number two, accept the letter of notice of termination of the contract between the Liberty County School Board and Jordan Walquist for speech-language pathology services effective December 5th, 2016. Do I have a motion?
Madam Chair, do we need to, I don't know if that's tabled it, make sure that's what she wants to do, or do we
There's
need some,
no need for that.
You good? Okay. Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Kiever. Any discussion?
We vote against it.
All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Now we're at superintendent items.
Just one thing real quick. Remember the November 22nd organizational meeting will start at 8:30 that morning. School's out. It'll be during the holiday, so it'll be many people around. 22nd, November, 8:30 a.m.
Thank you. Do you have anything else,
That's
Mr. Summers?
What's the purpose of that meeting?
The organizational meeting.
Swear in. Ms. Summers to be sworn in. And
we talk about We talk about the time of the meeting, if we need to change it, the day.
Chairperson,
all that. And the law states that we have to have that a certain time every single year, so.
2 weeks after election.
2 weeks after election. Thank you, Ms. Mary. Okay, any board member items? I have two, but I'll let y'all go ahead. I mean, I don't want to.
I was just going to recognize Mr. Kiefer. If you're going to do that, then I'll refer to you as chair, but this is his last meeting with us.
We want to recognize you.
8 years of service to Liberty County School Board. Yes, sir. Done a fine job. Mr. Flowers is going to come in. He's been there before, sat in that chair, so I think we're in good hands in the Rock Bluff District. We appreciate your service.
Thank you, Logan. We appreciate it. I've enjoyed serving with
you. Definitely going to miss it. Been politicking since I was early 20s. I think we have about 9 people in the first race. Remember that race, Herbert Whitaker?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to know what to do with all the spare time I'm going to have, but sure I'll find something. About 20 years, I guess, I've been dealing with it.
Yeah.
I appreciate everybody and everything y'all done and all the support you've showed me and my family.
Yes. Well, thank you. Our community, on behalf of our community, I want to say thank you for serving. It's public office is not what everybody thinks it is.
Absolutely not.
Everybody should do something at least once in their life. The other item that I was going to ask or talk about was, I know about, well, it was almost not quite 4 years ago, but close to it, we had talked about the role of our school board attorney with our district right now. And I know we are a different breed of cat when it comes to that. I personally would like to revisit the idea of having our school board attorney in regular attendance. And see what our avenues cost of obviously is going to be. I guess we have like a deal of a lifetime with what we currently have. And the reason why I'm doing this, I have to let you know this, is I don't know that we can continue to do that because I don't know that Mr. House is going to agree to continue to do this. So we're going to have to revisit it. And I feel like, you know, we need to talk about it. And I want to know what the responsibilities for the school board attorney is to us during a school board meeting. I understand fully what it is like outside, like if I need to call him or her, whoever is in that position, but actually sitting in a board meeting and what the responsibilities to us, to our board, that person that represents us, what are their responsibilities, what do they do, and that kind of stuff. So if we can look into that.
We'll gather that information for y'all.
Okay.
And we'll have it in our next meeting.
Okay. That's all I have, other than if Jordan decides she wants to come back. Apply for her position.
I got something. Over the last month, so I have several people call about the bus route. Want to go down to private drives. I reckon Mr. Williams said that we're going to take buses down private drives, but then some we are taking down private drives. If we're going to do one, we need to do them all. If we ain't going to do them all, we don't need to do none because it's causing a problem. I don't know if Mr. Williams addressed you with it.
We've talked about it at length. He said that the board stat right now is that we would not add any more non-county maintained roads, but never did have an official cutoff. You know, that's why we have a little bit of both. But we've held the line on adding any new ones, and it's been a little painful, time or two. But I'm really looking for the pleasure of the board there as far as what y'all want to do going forward.
if it's not county maintained, I think you'd be tearing up the buses also. And we have a problem with our buses staying together anyway.
The only issue that I ever even had with it, not, well, one is maintenance on the buses, wear and tear. That's a big deal because not everything is paved, and we know all that. But we're in such a rural area, and there are such little small kids having to walk. And
oh,
I don't know. We got snakes. We got bears. I just saw a bear across my road just the other day. I don't think I live that far out of town. I mean, I think it's something that we definitely need to discuss, but I mean, I'm not going to act like I'm the person that has the answer to that. I don't know, but we live in such a rural area that it's hard.
We have to have us a workshop. Yeah. I would assume that we would kind of stay with what we have the remainder of the year. Because, you know,
yeah, we'll
change,
have to.
We wouldn't change those we're serving. But I'm definitely ready if y'all want to have a workshop and we'll talk about it, make a decision on it.
Does anybody else have anything? Any board member? Okay. Do you have a motion to adjourn?
Motion
by Mr. Reddick, second by Mr. Hayes. Meeting adjourned.